But first, some music. But we want to warn listeners that we get into some hard-hitting conversations about race that include the use of the N-word. Funk, rock, punk, ska, metal, or just straight-up party music, there's no one way to describe Fishbone. That's Fishbone performing Sunless Saturday on their current tour, supporting their new album, Still Stuck in Your Throat. It's their first release in more than 6 years. We were able to meet the band recently when they stopped in Baltimore. We met the band backstage at Ram's Head Live.
I'm Big C from Fishbone, trumpet player and vocal.
John McKnight, guitar, trombone, and vocals.
Sam Belafonte, I play keyboards.
Fishbone Soldiers Missing in Action. On guitar, Rocky George. And on drums, John Wet Daddy Stewart.
The last voice you heard was John Norwood Fisher. He and Angelo Moore are the only two original members of the L.A. band that started back in 1979. Over the years, the band scored some hits, like their 1988 cover of Curtis Mayfield's Freddy's Dead. Freddy's dead. That's what I said. When I sat down with Angela Moore and Norwood Fisher, Norwood told me they take their cues from everywhere.
We actually explore all avenues, you know? So if something that we see on the news makes us angry, or something that we experience in the street makes us happy, if, you know, I look around and I see my mother having a hard time, or, you know, I'm rolling down the street you know, I'm in a traffic jam and my mind begins to wander into possibilities. You know, all of that comes into play into what we bring to the people.
The social events that we live, that we see, and that we live ourselves. Because we as people just living, we are a social event ourselves.
I'm wondering about something like Party with Saddam. And what were your thoughts at that time?
Well, that song is like it's like a plead for peace, you know. It's like turning the ridiculous, like your enemy, you know, that you never thought you would get along with or be partying with, you know, you partying with that person, as if the war or the evil was never there. We won't see the end if we party till our clothes blend. Party till Saddam's your friend. Never drop a bomb again. If we party like our blood's the same, party till we lose our aim. Never shoot a gun again. It's songs like Party with Saddam that probably best characterize the Fishbone ethos. Say what you want, not necessarily what the record companies want to hear. It's an attitude that the band admits may have limited their commercial success. But there's another factor too. It's race, says Angelo Moore. Fishbone, guy, as far as I'm concerned, we got blackballed for a long time, but that still didn't stop us because...
Why? Why do you think you were blackballed?
Well, because we speak our reality, which is, in America, it's racist. The music business is racist. It's all over the damn place, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna do, keep your mouth shut about it?
Why do you think the music business is racist?
Well, it's been like that ever since Chuck Berry and Lil Richard. Ever since rock was stole from the blues singer, ever since that happened, and it's been like that ever since. I mean, you really don't see too many black rock and roll bands still in existence now.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
They, as far as I'm concerned, the they, meaning the white majority or white privilege, they don't want black people in the public eye on the mainstream.
Influencing their little tender kids' ears.
Influencing their white kids to go see the black people playing rock and roll. And it's still like that now.
But white people are the majority buyers of hip-hop.
Yeah, but that's hip-hop.
And
people can do anything they want to do. They got their face on the money. They can do anything they want
to
do.
If it was possible to stop hip-hop, it would have been stopped. It was just, it actually was not built with anything in mind but its own people. And then it expanded out. So it had its roots in its own community, and it could not be stopped.
Is that why you think that contemporaries of yours, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and No Doubt, are considered sort of top of the charts, and you're still considered underground, even though you have a rabid fan base that follow you wherever you are? Do you think that's partly what accounts for the difference?
It's
race?
There again, you know, we are an outspoken band. Maybe none of them are as outspoken as us.
Yeah, we're not safe, you know. We're a little threatening because exactly. We got the truth right there in front of your face, even if it's dirty.
We make a conscious choice to say what's on our minds the way that we want to say it. And maybe some of those people don't. You know, their race is a factor. We had a long career. We made mistakes as well. And we feel like we've been f***ed over by business people close to us as well.
You're the only two of the original six. Have you ever thought of, now don't get mad, but have you ever thought of, for commercial reasons, maybe adding a little cream to your coffee? You know, maybe adding white band members to people, maybe make yourself more.
We've had a white band member before. Her name was Elizabeth.
Well, she wasn't a band member.
She played with us for a while.
But she came through. It was not like she made a record with us. But, and that was, I would never do that for those reasons. I just wouldn't. When I look at Fishbone, I'm like, one, it's a black band. And if we ever went to that length, it would have nothing to do with that. It would be like, okay, this person is doing the job to the level that they deserve to be in this band. But otherwise, you know, for all intents and purposes, Fishbone is a black band from the beginning. It'll end that way as a black experience and a black expression, you know, doing black music that maybe is not embraced by most of the black community.
Does that bother you?
You know, it used to. But then I say to myself, well, it's too bad for them. Too bad for the black people who have the horse blinders on and they want to call rock and roll white boy music when black people invented blues and then rock and roll and the jazz and all of that. So a lot of black people choose to stay ignorant, especially when the tempo changes if it's not gospel. Can't get no man out of control. Can't get no man out of control.
Can't get no man out of control. These days, Fishbone seems to thrive on its outsider status. Not that they don't notice their cramped RV. Angelo took us on a tour to be sure we noticed how they were roughing it, in contrast to the luxury tour buses bigger acts enjoy. Or that they're not even the headliners at a small venue like the Ram's Head. But they don't seem bitter, maybe because they've survived all these years, because they've learned some bitter lessons. Who do you hold most responsible for keeping you in the box?
I bring it back to us still in the fact that, again, like, you know what? Lenny Kravitz, he's doing his thing. And he made choices that allowed his doors to be wide open. Lenny Kravitz ain't standing on a soapbox talking about the war on Iraq.
Yeah.
But we do.
We do.
So
we get up there and say the war on Iraq. We say kill Whitey. We say all that kind of shit. when we feel like it is affecting us enough to where we have to say, hey, man, this is how we feel. How about you?
I've never heard you say kill white.
We said that in the song. What, Riot on the Chim Chim Badass Revenge?
You sing that with, you know, when you got most of your audience.
Well, it's
you know, you're in Baltimore tonight. You got a big crowd coming. I happen to, you know, they expecting a big old crowd. Right. And it's going to be mostly white.
It's tongue in cheek. Yeah.
Pushing buttons and being tongue-in-cheek is one thing, but I also talk with them about whether they feel any sense of responsibility about their use of language. It's a big debate in hip-hop right now. It wasn't clear where they actually stand. On Still Stuck in Your Throat, they cover Date Rape, originally recorded by Sublime, which calls for a bad end for rapists. But they also have a track called Let Them Hoes Fight. Angelo tried to explain that one.
Well, Let Them Hoes Fight was an experience that we witnessed, me and Norwood witnessed, in Atlanta. It was a booty shake bar. And it was Foxy Boxing Night. Let them hoes fight. And all
that. Is that how they titled it?
That's what the guy said.
Yeah, okay. That's what the audience said.
But does that make it okay?
And then all the pimps and the players was out there. Players ball. That's what it looked like when we saw it.
We say in the lyric, it was like, It was wrong, but seemed right when they said, let them hoes fight.
Yeah, it was, you know, a majority vote.
We put that in the lyric.
So you're reporting.
It's reporting. But honestly, it's the way people talk. I talk like that. Man, I mean, on a real, you know, and most of the people I know talk like that, you know.
But should they? I mean, especially since part of what you're about is the way the world should be as opposed
but
to the way it is.
Should we kill each other?
No.
Should we? Yes. No, we shouldn't, right? Should we rob from each other? No. But we do it.
But the argument is that there's a certain coarsening of the culture. There's a certain abusiveness to the language that has now become okay because a lot of artists
right,
have
like
validated.
The word become okay now. It's become because hip hop has put it out there, okay. I figure it like this, right? Use the word as long as you're joking, but to use it in a serious matter, you know, then that's like actually like demeaning somebody when you use it in a serious, and it's also a thin line. It's a real thin line too. Right? So what do you do? Like, you know, like what do you do? Hey, man, at the end of it, I say everybody love one another.
But the question is, as a black band with a largely white following, the question for you is, are you making it okay for white people to use that word and other such words? What y'all think?
I don't know what the end-all, be-all answer to that should be because, you know what, eventually, you know, it's like this. I see white people calling each other. You know, I know plenty of Mexicans that call each other. They don't cross, most of them don't cross the line and call
and
a black
call
person.
Us, call black people.
But I see calling each other.
So that is taking on a different meaning and form. Like maybe like, oh, that's my homie. That's my right there. You know
what
I'm saying?
Is that okay with you?
Well, I tell you, it's going to have to be okay. What am I going to do? Try to stop it?
It's all going somewhere. I don't know where it's going to end. But it might one day just take the sting out of it, and maybe that's about as much because the word ain't going away.
But we know the origin of it. We know where it came from. We know that in the beginning, it's a bad word.
You can't outlaw a word. I'm against policing our language overall.
But what Angelo and Norwood stressed the most is that words can be whatever they want. It all depends on the context. Angry, funny, tender, silly. Fishbone still does it all. You got something called Forevermore.
Forevermore.
What's
that's
that
about
what's that about?
When a dad misses their daughter.
Oh.
You know, far away, you're on tour, you miss your kids.
Would that
you know,
be you?
I wrote that about my daughter, but it's for all dads who miss their kids and they're far away traveling, far away from their kids and they can't see their kids. So
okay.
That's what that's about.
Angelo Moore, John Norwood Fisher. Latest album is Still Stuck in Your Throat.
That's
thank
right.
you all so much.
Thank
welcome.
You.
For more on Fishbone, check out our website at npr.org/tellmemore, where the conversation never ends.